It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Let me tell you, folks, you can follow 77 WABC Sports on Twitter and Instagram at 77 WABC Sports. And for the Ranger fans out there like me and Luke, big game tonight, game four. Make your way as we speak to WABCRadioStore.com. That's WABCRadioStore.com and get yourself a 77 WABC. You ready for this? Potman Sucks t-shirt. By the way, I'm friends with Denny Potman for about 20 years. He did the Florida Panthers all the years I lived down in Miami. Buy yourself a Potman Sucks ABC t-shirt at WABCRadioStore.com. Phil from Mayapack, a former cop, not Andrew Cobb, is playing Beat Bernie today. Phil, thank you for your service. How are you?
Doing very well. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Nice to have you. What's your favorite radio show?
I guess I got to say you guys in the morning.
You know, you don't got to say anything. Tell me the truth. If you like Craig and Evan better, what do I care? What's your favorite radio show?
I actually listen to you guys on the way into work every day.
Good,
you guys,
man.
Great.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Here's question number one. What English explorer left his heart buried under a tree in Chitambo, is this for real? Zambia. Is that how you say that?
Yes.
I feel like Chris Russo. And the rest of him is buried in Westminster Abbey. Who are we looking for?
I have no clue.
Neither do I.
No, what, back
his name is David Livingstone. Matt, what is this question about?
That is, what's the name of the town here?
Is it Zambia?
Homeboys here. Chitambo, Zambia, yes.
Yeah.
As you'll find out, Bernard will tell you, there's a wonderful book called Into Africa about David Livingstone that I read on his recommendation. But
was that the movie?
No. But sorry, Phil,
but
you're
let
wrong.
Let me ask you a question.
One. Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, I know I'm wrong, but if you can't even pronounce the question, how legitimate is the question?
Okay, Zambia. There you go. Look,
right,
forget
yeah.
the town.
I mean,
all right,
no,
let's keep it moving here.
All right. What is the capital of the country of Paraguay?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This one you should know, to be honest. Everybody knows this. All right, time is up.
No, I don't.
Asuncion. Here's number three. In 2013, revelations of NSA domestic spying caused a spike in sales of what novel, first published back in 1949? They're watching you. You know this. Come on.
No, where are you getting these questions?
Oh, come on. No, this you should know. It's a book about basically the government is watching you, every move you make. It was very, very.
George Orwell,
yes.
1984.
Yes. There you go.
There you go, Phil.
In 1798, the United States Congress passed what acts that restricted the activities of foreign residents in the country and limited freedom of speech and the press?
17. Oh.
Yeah, this is a tough game. Yeah.
Nope.
This is what
I'm
happens
done.
When I write the questions.
Yeah, the answer is Alien and Sedition
Bro,
Acts.
Wow. The Alien and Sedition Acts.
Yeah, good luck with that. And finally,
there's clearly not that many t-shirts to be given out. That's
right. Really what happens to like something like Who's Fred's Friend in the Flintstones? You know what I mean? Come on.
Barney.
There you go.
And Dino.
Yeah. In one of his first acts as president, Jimmy Carter pardoned what group of men who would never step foot in Vietnam? This you know.
Deserters?
Oh. I mean, they are, but we're looking for draft dodgers. A very tough game. You only got one right, but I'm not going to hold it against you. Let's see if Bernie fares any better, Phil. Put Phil on hold. Very tough game. Meanie's no joke.
Phil is on hold, yes.
Bernie, you ready to go, pal?
I'm going to guarantee that Bernie goes 5 for 5, by the way.
No. He's not going 5 for 5.
I guarantee he does.
He's going four. He's not getting the first one. Oh, he will know the first one.
He will get the first
yeah,
one.
Yeah, he may go 5 for 5. Bernie, you ready to go?
Let's do it, Bumbleclap.
Two when you win today's game. Meanie says 5 out of 5. I say 4 out of 5, but let's see. What English explorer left his heart buried under a tree in Chitambo, Zambia, and the rest of him is buried in Westminster Abbey?
That would be Dr. Livingstone.
That's true. Yeah, very good. What is the capital of the country of Paraguay?
Paraguay would be, now it's either Montevideo, we did this before.
Yes.
Or Asuncion.
Well, last time we did Uruguay, if you remember correctly.
Right.
Right.
So, I'm going to go with Montevideo.
Oh, last time you also did the opposite.
Yes, you did the opposite.
This was Asuncion. That's all right. Hey, listen.
You idiot.
It's still that the fact you knew both of those is still pretty impressive. In 2013, Bernard McGuirk, revelations of NSA domestic spying caused a spike in sales of what novel first published back in 1949?
1949, spying of...
Yeah.
2013, it was Edward Snowden, I think. Yeah. And
what was the name of the
book? So the novel...
Yeah, you know this. Come on.
The name of the book was... Come on. The name of the book was...
come on!
1949.
Ay, ay, ay.
I just can't recall.
All right.
Wrong, you two-legged back of that.
I'll give you a hint. It was 35 years before the name of the book. It turned out to be very prophetic.
35 years. 49, 59, 69, 79. Okay. So... 85.
It was 1984 by George Orwell. Turned out to be very prophetic, as it turns out.
I'm all right. I'm all right.
So, in 1798, the United States Congress passed what acts that restricted the activities of foreign residents in the country and limited freedom of speech and of the press?
They were called the Sedition Acts.
Oh, no, you're missing one word. No, no. There's two of them.
He knows it. It's clear he knows
it. He doesn't know it. It's two different things. It's two different acts.
Alan Ludden, I'm sorry. He does it.
No. It's two different acts.
All right, fine.
Sedition is one. What's the other one?
You're killing me, bro. You're killing me.
I'm sorry. So far, he's only gotten one right. It's a very tough game, Matt. I told you.
Yeah.
It's too late. He gets it wrong, but I'll give you a hint. The hint is Alf.
Alf.
Yeah. Or E.T.
E.T. Come Home.
Lost in Space.
I have no idea.
They were called the Alien and Sedition Acts.
Alien and Sedition Acts. Okay.
And finally.
I'm all right.
I could have gone with Sigourney Weaver, too. In you need this right to win the game. Or it's a 1-1 tie. Very tough game today. It's a good game. You wrote a nice game, but it's very difficult.
Like I said.
Go ahead, Bert. So close, yet so far. Go ahead.
You're right there. In one of his first acts as president, Jimmy Carter pardoned what group of men who would never step foot in Vietnam?
Would never step foot. They were draft dodgers.
Yes! Bernard McGuirk! That wasn't easy. Wins today's game by a final score of 2-1. So you got two very smart men, Phil and Mayo Pack, and Bernie and Lido Beach. And yet they only combined to get three right. Shows you how difficult the game was today. Bernie, say hello to Phil.
Hey, Phil, listen, man, great job. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, that was the toughest game I ever heard, but I'm doing well, Bernie. Just glad that you're doing well as well.
I'm doing just fine. Aside from the monkeypox, I think I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, I don't think you have anything to worry about it with the monkeypox.
No, listen, Phil, thanks, man. We are short of time, but I do appreciate you listening to the show, playing the game, and your kind words. So, thanks, God bless, and we'll do it again. All right, Phil?
You too. Thank you very much for allowing me to play.
All right, you're the man. I'm the Bernie and Sitcher. We're going to close out the show after these very short messages. Coming right back.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.